It's been almost 2 weeks since large-scale protests surrounded the state capitol each day, yet security remains tight. State Representative Corey Mason wants to know how much longer visitors will have to go through metal detectors and bag searches.
And I hope that this isn't an indication from DOA that they plan on keeping the capitol on lockdown instead of opening up the people's house and the people's capitol for them to enjoy. I mean, it's time to give people their capitol back.
The Department of Administration says current policies comply with a court order to keep the building open to the public while still working to protect the safety of those inside. Mason says it's an overreaction to peaceful protests.
This is more extreme than the security response we had after 9/11.
Mason says a recent visit by fourth graders from his district really highlighted the impact of the extra measures after it took nearly a half an hour for students to get inside. The spring months usually bring a flood of classes to the Capitol from across the state.
When fourth graders come and visit our Capitol, which is not only the seat of state government, but the symbol of it, and instead of it being open, they're subjected to unnecessary searches that are in violation of a court order, it really leaves a lasting mark on what they think about their democracy.
DOA says no decision has been made on when extra security measures will no longer be needed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.